Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory's Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Que pasa, amigo? What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing you happy Cinco de Mayo day today. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story, and we're broadcasting around the world. We got broadcasting on 7 continents. So sit back, relax, as we entertain you for the next hour. I know you're in the house and you're strapped down and you're locked in. You got your kids with you and you haven't been to work in 2 months. You're missing your employees and your fellow friends. Well, I can help you with my entertainment. Because today is Cinco de Mayo, so we want to wish all the Mexicans Happy Mexican Day. Because today is the day for the Spanish, their celebration, that they are celebrating their national celebration. It's Cinco de Mayo. What's happening? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Siente se? ¿Cómo se llama? What's going on? Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's above 90 degrees today. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. And it's beautiful in Vegas, like it is usually this time of year, every year. But don't come to Vegas now, because everything is closed. There's nothing open. The casinos are locked down. No gambling, no drinking on the strip. There's no entertainment at all being performed on the strip. There's nothing going on. So sit back and listen to me. I'm going to entertain you here in Las Vegas for an hour or so, because I'm G-Money. And I'm bringing you the entertainment for today's celebration. Well, I don't have any other news to talk about, because the only news that everybody is talking about is the virus, the pandemic affair. It's been attacking everything in countries around the world. It started in China, and now it's coast to coast worldwide. So we need to stay covered up. You need to stay inside. You need to stay 6 feet away from somebody in case they have it. It'll get passed on to you. So you got to be covered up. You got to be inside. And if you're older than 65, you need to be really cautious, because the disease is spreading really fast to the older people, especially if you have a disease, like if you got diabetes or you got heart problems or you got high blood pressure. You need to be cautious, because the disease is attacking people with bad immune systems. So you got to be careful who you're hanging out with, because they may not know they're infected, and they may infect you just by being within 6 feet of your presence. So stay 6 feet apart. That's what they're saying. That's what the medical people and the scientists are saying. Stay 6 feet apart and stay away from crowds. But we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day, so you can have a beer on me. That's right. Have a beer on me and all the Mexicans that I know. We're tossing it up. We're turning it up. And that's how we do it. Bien dice, como se llama. Yep. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, that's all we're talking about, since we don't have any sports to talk about today. There's nothing going on. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters, 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
I'm So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Que paso, amigo? Let's have happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world, and we're broadcasting on 7 continents. I have the best radio show on the planet. So I want to welcome you to listen to Gregory's Stories. Now, I have a guest in the studio today, and he works on the strip. He's a comedian on the strip, but because of the virus, the strip is locked down. That means nobody's working on the strip right now. All of the entertainment is taking a day off. So he came to the studio to sit with, talk to me and keep me entertained while he has nothing else to do. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Tommy.
Yeah, right on. Thank you, G Money. I appreciate the opportunity to come and be on your radio show. I'm looking forward to this every day that I get a chance to come down here and do some work, because the casinos are shut down, so I can't even go to work on the casinos and earn my money. But it's okay. I'll come and I'll perform
for your listening audience, and I will entertain them since that's what I do. Now, I have a joke for them that goes something like this. There was a woman, and she climbed the stairs up to her son's bedroom, and she woke him up. She said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. Get dressed and get ready to go to school." And he was like, "Mama, I'm tired. I was up late last night, and I don't feel like getting up. I want to sleep for 15 more minutes." And she said, "Okay, I will set your alarm for 15 minutes. And when the snooze button goes off, then I'm going to come back up here and wake you up. Because you got to get up and get dressed and get ready for school. You don't want to be late." So he said, yeah. And he turned over and went back to sleep. Well, 15 minutes later, his alarm went off, and his mother came up the stairs again. And she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed and get ready to go to school." And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school. I just want to lay in bed. Can I stay in bed for 15 more minutes?" And she said, "Okay, you can stay in bed for 15 more minutes, but when this alarm goes off, you're going to have to get up and you're going to have to hustle up because you don't want to be late for school." And he said, yeah. And he turned over and went back to sleep. So she set the alarm for 15 more minutes. And in 15 minutes, the alarm went off. And she came up the stairs again. And she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time to get up and get dressed because you got to go to school and you don't want to be late." And he said, "Mama, I don't want to go to school today. These kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school." And she said, "Well, I don't care if the kids are talking about you or if the teachers don't like you. You have to go to school because it's your job. You're the principal." Woo! And that's my joke for the day. I hope everybody enjoyed that one, because that one came way back. I told that when I first became a comedian. So, DJ, G-Money, I'm turning the show back over to you. So what you gonna do? Well, all right. That was G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So, DJ Papa D, let's get back on with the show. And we'll be back for more of the entertainment in a minute.
Before I left, I went to visit him in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" So I pulled over on the side of the freeway. And I popped my hood. And the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning.
Get inside. mete un taquito de ojo. Dulce, ¿no?
Cuando me miras así, sé lo que quieres de mí. Sientes ganas de amar, mi cuerpo quieres tocar. Cuando me miras así, me pones loca por ti. Tus ojos quieren ver, tus labios quieren morder.
Primeramente de todo, debo decir algo. Desde muy joven me he pasado buscando lo dulce, nunca lo dejó pasar. Y las jainas me hacen hasta cantar. Lo que en verdad me vuelve loco y me hace sentir como un dios son las piernas, caderas y los labios. Y esa brillantina, sí debo de ser derecho. Me encanta cuando lucen en sus pechos. Nena, como loco me traen, me explota la cabeza. Tengo que pausar con mi nobleza. ¿Quieres ser mía una vez? Quedaríamos encantados. Lucen bien tus pechos implantados, nada más una vez. Como quieras a la vuelta, tu vato nunca se dará cuenta. Es la cosa que me da vida, nada más para mí, que me pone tentación como un candy.
Cuando me miras así, sé lo que quieres de mí. Sientes ganas de amar, mi cuerpo quiere tocar. Cuando me miras así, me pones loca por ti. Tus ojos quieren ver, tus labios quieren
ver. Me puedes llamar delicado, pero ya sabes cómo va. Me gustan las mexicanas güeras, casi sin ropa. El trasero de bam y los pechos de wow. Me tiene alta como humo, tiene un olor que puede estar con ella noche y de día. Ella es mi fantasía, listo para sobar la panza de los pantalones bajos. Y su edad es otro caso, me tiene frotando las manos como si fuera una rata. Imaginándome la gata, puede calentar a un perro y hacerme infiel.
Sí.
Así como mueve la piel,
así.
Se le ve el brasier y se le nota que lo estira. Y una gordita, dicen que son de mentiras, estoy tan exagerado que hasta me puse rojo, echándome un taquito de ojo.
Cuando me miras así, es lo que quieres.
Las reglas del juego, sería una loquera enamorarme de nuevo. Sí. Viendo por la ventana, rozando la banqueta, subir a los tres, esa es la meta. La tentación nunca me hizo sufrir. Venena, ¿quieres ir? Tengo manera de hacerte desvestir. Me tienes enloquecido en el modo que te meneas. Y en verdad, yo te haría donde quiera. Camina como si tuviera comezón en la espalda, como quisiera rasgarla. Ella me hace guiños con la mano a la cadera. Con su mirada me encuera, quiere que la haga respirar y que se lo haga en la mesa y que la llame traviesa. Dice que ella quiere ser mi dulce para mi ojo y por esa razón le escojo.
Cuando me miras así, sé lo que quieres de mí.
That used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Que pasa, Las Vegas? Que pasa, everybody around the world? What's happening? How's everybody doing? Como se llama? Today is Cinco de Mayo, and we're celebrating the Mexican celebration right here in Las Vegas and everywhere around the world. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So send that say, como se llama, and sit down and enjoy the show. Okay, DJ Papa D, we have a story to tell. And are you ready to play the story for our listening audience? Because I know they're sitting back tight and they're waiting on a good story today. So if you're ready, let's tell the story. It's Cinco de Mayo. Make a special story for them.
What's up, everybody? I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I had the pleasure of having a classroom full of seniors. And the seniors would show up in class every day, and they were supposed to do oral presentations in my classroom. And it was really good because in my class, all I had to do was set up a video camera to videotape the oral presentation. The kids started ditching class because they're seniors. So the kids would ditch school. They would, some of them went out and got jobs, and I needed to find a way to keep the kids coming to school because the kids were ditching school, so they weren't showing up. So what I decided to do, we were going to do a fashion magazine. So I set up a photography studio in my classroom. And on days that we didn't have any presentations, after school, I would have the kids come to the class and I would take their pictures. And I had gone out at the school to lunch to watch some of the kids, watch the kids perform. I looked up and I saw the principal and the school police walking to the back of the school. And I know they didn't regularly walk that far because my classroom was in a bungalow at the end of the school. And the principal never walked that far. And he kept walking and walking. And the next thing I know, he walked in my classroom. And I said, oh, my God. I'm worried now because, see, I left a bunch of Mexicans in my class to watch the soccer match. And I'm thinking, oh, no, the principal's going to walk in and he's going to catch kids in there smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not supervising these kids. So I walk down and I peek around the door to my classroom and I see the principal going through my drawers. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, I'm looking for the photos you took of the kids. And I'm like, really? Why do you want to see the photos? You know, we're getting ready to do a fashion magazine, and I took the pictures for the fashion magazine. He said, yes, I heard. But I also heard you've been taking naked pictures of the students. And I said, oh, come on now. How am I going to take naked pictures of the students in the classroom? And he said, yep, that's what I heard, so I'm coming to check the photos. And I said, all right, you want to see the photos? And I went out behind my classroom to my car that was parked, and I went in the trunk, and I got my shoebox with all of the photos that I had taken of the kids. So I gave him the shoebox, and he took it to his office. And then a student came from the office and said that they wanted me in the office because they wanted to discuss something with me. So I'm like, okay, I know what they want. And I walk up to the office, and I walk in, and the principal is sitting with the assistant principal. He has the director from public relations from the school district, some white guy I had never seen before. And then he has captain of the school police there. And I walk in and he says, I wish I would have known that you were taking pictures of the kids in your classroom. I would have taken you to jail. And I looked at him and I said, really? I said, well, if you would have taken me to jail, I would have your job. And I threw down all the parent permission slips in front of him. And he looked, he was like, oh, I didn't know you had all this. So they're going through the pictures, and they excuse me. They tell me to go sit in the office. And so I'm sitting outside the office door, and they're going through the pictures and everything. And then the public relations guy walks out of the office, and he doesn't say anything to me. He just walks right by and keeps going. And I'm going, wow, that's strange. And then the police walks by me, and he doesn't say anything. He just leaves. And I go, wow, they're not saying anything. And then the assistant principal walks out, and she just smiles at me, and she keeps going. And I'm like, well, I knew she knew what was going on because I had given her a letter announcing that I was going to do this project for the students. So I'm talking, and I get up, and I go into the principal's office, and he's like, okay, you can go back to class. And I'm like, oh, right, okay. So he gives me my pictures back, and I go back to my classroom. Well, at the end of the year, I take my grade book, and I turn it in at the principal's office with my roll shoes and stuff. I walk into the principal's office, and I look up on his walls, and he has a picture of his football quarterback. The picture I took is blown up on his wall. And then he got the picture of his basketball players blown up on his wall, a picture that I took. And then he got the track team, the 4x4 girls relay team, which was the fastest relay team in the state. He got their picture blown up on the wall, a picture I took. And I'm looking, and I'm like, you got all of my pictures on the wall. Who said you could have my pictures? He's like, well, I'm the principal at the school, and these are my students. So I thought it was okay if I put the pictures up on the wall. And I said, but you didn't even ask me if you could have my pictures. You were trying to send me to jail for taking naked pictures of the students, and you didn't find anything. But now you want to put my pictures on your wall. How about that? So I just walk out of the classroom, walk out of his office, and I go back to my classroom, and that's how I ended the day. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. And then I walked into the backyard behind the church. And my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearance when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids, and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's gonna be. So, support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I was like, okay. Well, Low Riding for Real, play that one. What's up, Las Vegas? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo se llama? siguiente tres. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, nueve, ocho, diez. What's happening? Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, and we're celebrating Cinco de Mayo's celebration today, the Mexican holiday. And we're having a good time on the radio show. So we've had some Mexican stories, and now we're going to have a song about a Mexican car. Actually, it's my car, but it's low riding for real. So DJ Papa D, play my song, Low Riding for Real, the 65.
I had a Mustang.
Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows and my wheel wells were painted white and I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby. Look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. ashes off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice, you want a race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
llama Cien de Fe. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo Charlie Boo? I thought I'd sneak that one in there real quick. Yeah. ¿Cómo se llama? Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to move out the way, get out the air chair, and go somewhere else. I got places to go and people to see. I got things to do on this holiday day celebration. So to everybody, drink a cerveza for me and have a good day. I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the stories, playing the music, and playing the comedy hits. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. I see you on Thursday. We'll be back on the air at 3 o'clock for your listening pleasure. So have a good weekend. Stay inside and stay safe and be covered up and take care of the kids and the seniors. I'm out of here. Peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.